Revere's Silver Shop made at least 90 different kinds of products, everything from spoons to parts for a sword to a chain for a pet squirrel. His work was top-notch. In fact, you might say he was revered for it. Okay, well, that was 200 years ago. But as Francis Rivera of affiliate WHDH tells us, Revere's work is back in the headlines.
Two Masons with an accidental find. They stumble across Masonic jewels dating back to 1797 at a lodge in Concord.
While working on the building, we managed to locate a bag hidden amongst the insulation. Unbeknownst to us, this bag that was all chewed up from animals or moths or something that had gotten trapped in a very old building contained these items.
Richie says they were so busy with their work, the men just put the jewels aside.
So it did take us some time until we found out, almost a year and a half later. We were quite surprised when we actually did discover that they were as old as they were.
But after doing some research, they say they think Paul Revere actually made the jewels.
As the Grand Master and as the master who chartered lodges, he, being a silversmith, wanted to give a gift to the brothers that were going to be in that lodge and kind of put his mark on the craft at that time.
Each jewel represents an officer's position in the lodge. They're similar to the ones used today.
And he left us a legacy with these jewels. The care and affection he put into them inspires us to want to leave a legacy to our community, our children, and our craft.
Finally, we're going to be off on Monday. You heard me mention the reason why earlier. It's Memorial Day. The tradition goes back nearly 150 years. Started out as a way to pay tribute to troops who died during the Civil War, and now Memorial Day honors all the men and women who have sacrificed their lives in service of their country. CNN Student News salutes them. We'll be back on Tuesday for our last week of the school year. We hope everyone enjoys the long weekend. I'm Carl Azuz.